Donna's. This is the Zeroid Process, and it is available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning, rather than have a guest, I wanted to talk to you about the most sweeping legislation ever enacted in the United States. Far more dramatic than Social Security, far more dramatic than Medicare or the president's new drug bill. Legislation that is designed to change America forever, and the average person has no idea what's really going on. Back in Washington, D.C., the radical left, and I'm talking about the members of the Communist Party and the Marxist movement and all the left-wing groups, have mobilized people who are lobbying the senators, demanding they pass the Immigration Reform Act. What does it say? Well, you're not going to hear what's in that legislation. It's 614 pages. Most of the senators have never read it. When Senator Sessions tried to get hearings, nobody attended, and Senator Sessions and a few other senators who've analyzed this will tell you that the new Immigration Act will change America forever. So I'm going to briefly summarize an article that appeared in the Washington Times by Charles Hurt. The article was published on the 16th of May, a day or so ago, but you're not going to hear about this from Rush Limbaugh or from so many other people. What's it going to do as far as the people who are here illegally? Well, if you have been here illegally and violated our laws more than 2 years and gotten away with it, you get a get-out-of-jail-free card. You become legal. You can become a citizen. You can bring your family to this country, and you can bring your parents to this country. It's wonderful. But if you've only been here less than 2 years, then you're supposed to go back home and reapply for entry. But as President Bush has said, how can we round up millions of people and deport them? We can't round up millions of people. So why would the people who've been here less than 2 years do what they're supposed to according to this law? Don't you think they're going to try to convince people they've been here more than 2 years? Do you think people have violated our laws and gotten away with it and know nothing's going to happen to them? We'll tell the truth. Oh, shucks, I've only been here a year, so I'm going to go home. Millions of people are streaming over our borders. At the present time, there's been an increase in illegal immigration. Ordinarily, there's about 3 to 4 million who've been coming in every year. Now, some of them have admittedly been going home. So we really have probably well over 20 million illegal immigrants, aliens, living in America today. And the government's simply lying, but why should we not, why should we be surprised that they're lying to us? They lie all the time. The president says he doesn't want to give people amnesty, the illegal aliens. He just wants to guest worker program, which really means he's going to give them amnesty. But the President Bush, I hate to say this, I met him personally. He looked in my eyes, and he lied to me, and he lied about Iraq, and he's lied about so many things. And when he says that he wants simply to make a guest worker program, he's not being forthright, but this didn't start with George Bush. This is the policy of the leaders of both political parties who want to change America forever. Now, then if you have been here more than 2 years illegally, why you are rewarded. If you've been here less than 2 years, you will lie. You will simply not go home because, after all, the President Bush has said, how are we going to round up millions of people and deport them? So he has no intention, of course, of it trying to enforce the law. Now, it's really very interesting how they're playing games with your mind. President Bush has been the President of the United States going on 5.5 years. He's just getting around to the point where he wants to put National Guard troops on the border for a year, disrupting their lives. But they're not really going to be on the border. They're not going to really be doing much of anything. They're just going to be down there to give you the idea that he address the issue. No, he wants to convince you that he's trying to address the issue. I heard Mr. Chertoff speak recently, and he talked about how that even had one raid on one company that was employing illegal aliens. Why haven't we been raiding companies that were employing illegal aliens before? Because it's all for perception. It's to try to give you the idea that they really want to stop this. No, they want the illegal immigration. They want to change America forever. Now, there is another part of the new legislation, and that deals with legal immigration. It will increase the level of legal immigration from about 1 million a year to over 2 million a year, with the cap on that number actually going up as more people want to come to America. It allows the people who then immigrate to come and bring their family. It allows them to come and bring their parents, who, even though they have never paid into Social Security, will become eligible for Social Security and other benefits when they reach 65. And, of course, will cost an additional $50 billion a year, but who cares, really? And then, of course, the new immigration law for legal immigrations is not selective. In the past, we've tried to get the better people, the well-trained, the educated people, people who would not be a drain on welfare. But, of course, that clause is removed in this. So anybody can come, and we will be getting the dregs of the earth here, the people who really do not have an education, who will be in low-paying jobs here or have to resort to crime, and, of course, they can all bring in all of their families along with them. And then, of course, it's estimated that, and this is what the article says, that within the next 20 years, by the year 2026, there will be 196 million people eligible to come to the United States. 196 million people. That's, well, not quite, but almost doubling our population. And you think things are crowded now? And, of course, what's going to happen, of course, this is going to destroy the middle class, because all of these people will be here. They'll destroy our unions. They'll lower our wage level. That's what it's all about. It's all about the destruction of America. And that's exactly what these people want. Because, you see, the leaders of our both political parties are globalists. They have no loyalty to America. They want to remove the border controls. If you have not yet seen the book put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, Building a North American Community, it came out just 2 months after George Bush's meeting in Waco, Texas, with Vicente Fox and the President of Canada, where they decided to open our borders. We're going to have smart borders. Isn't it wonderful? The smart border program for stupid Americans. We'll be right back in just a moment here. And continue our study, and Chris will welcome your call at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Governor Richard Lamb, who I've disagreed with in the past, but several years ago he gave a talk to a group of people who were concerned about immigration. And on this issue, why he and I would agree completely. And he started out his speech saying this: if you think America is too smug, too self-satisfied, too rich, then let's destroy America. It's not hard to do. No nation in history has survived the ravages of time. Arnold Toynbee observed that all great civilizations rise and fall, and that an autopsy of history would show that all great nations commit suicide. So if we wanted to destroy America, how would we go about doing it? Well, I've certainly taken what he said and elaborated on that, but you must understand that if you were to be a nation, you need a common language. They don't want a common language. President Bush is always talking in Spanish, doesn't speak it very well. We've seen pictures of him waving the Mexican flag. I mean, President Bush is a globalist. He was appointed president by the Trilateral Commission. President Bush doesn't run the country. He doesn't write his speeches. Everything is clear through Dick Cheney, Vice President Dick Cheney, who really runs everything back there. And, of course, he runs it for the Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission is a small cabal dedicated to the control of the banking and commercial interests of the world. And those of you who haven't read Barry Goldwater's estimate of it, it's in my latest newsletter. We've simply quoted from his book, With No Apologies, where he tells how they have plotted and schemed to take over the world, to change the whole economics of the world, and to bring everyone under their control. But, of course, Senator Barry Goldwater, unfortunately, didn't realize the spiritual significance of what was going on because he didn't analyze their local. You can go to Trilateral Commission or trilateral.org. I'm not sure which it is. I think it's trilateral.org. And go to their website and look at their logo. It's a circle with three sixes, and where they meet in the middle, an upside down broken cross. You will understand the spiritual significance of that. But most people look at it, they have no idea what they've seen, for they hide their emblems in plain sight. Their goal, first of all, to use America's military and financial might to consolidate the world, to bring about World War III, to bring about a new world religion, to destroy Christianity, because there is an intense hatred of Christianity there. Go to their website, trilateral.org, look at their logo, and ask, is that a mistake? Did they know what they were doing? As I pointed out before, the World Future Society's logo, until we began talking about it, was a circle with three sixes in it. And actually, you can see that in Kathy Byrne's wonderful book, Occult Emblems, Masonic and Occult Emblems, and, of course, where she lists so many of the emblems that are used by the disciples of darkness, because there really is another dimension. There really are covert organizations. You can go to the Trilateral Commission's website and see what they say, but they're not going to tell you the truth about what their real plan is. But, of course, they control our monetary system. They intend to destroy our economy. After all, I mean, Paul Volcker, President Chairman of the Federal Reserve System, came from the Trilateral Commission. resigned when he became the chairman of the Federal Reserve System, and then, of course, as soon as he was out, he became the North American director of the Trilateral Commission. That's where Alan Greenspan came from. That's why he did everything wrong. The purpose of the Federal Reserve is to maintain a stable currency. We don't have a stable currency. As Paul Volcker said in an article last year, you know, in the Washington Post, talking about the coming financial collapse, he said, but we shouldn't disparage what's happened. We've had a wonderful ride. We brought prosperity to the whole world. And that's right. In the process of bringing prosperity to China and to India and the rest of the world, we've destroyed the monetary system of this country. And, of course, as those dollars begin flooding back into America, they will destroy the value of the savings of all of our people and impoverish them. And then they'll be willing to do what they're told by the new masters and the new feudal system being planned by the Trilateral Commission and Dick Cheney. And George Bush simply gets up there and reads his speeches. Well, anyway, let's get back to the issue of immigration. Now, if we wanted to destroy America, what we'd do would be to support the corrupt regime in Mexico. They had a revolution. It was a communist revolution back in the 30s, and they killed the priests and the nuns, and they were hanging from the telephone poles. We cover this in a book we carry called No God Next Door. That's No God Next Door. And it's an important book. Goes into the Masonic background behind the revolution that brought the socialist system to Mexico. And what do they have in Mexico? They have a ruling elite that controls both political parties. And the folks go to the polls every 4 years or 3 years or whatever it is and vote for the candidate of the elite's choice. They have more billionaires in Mexico than they have in all the rest of Central and South America together. And you have a powerful ruling elite and a military and a police force. And you have a small middle class and then a large impoverished class and who has no means of getting ahead. So I would certainly support that regime, and when they get into economic problems, as they did a few years ago, we'd come to the rescue to keep the corrupt regime in power. And then, of course, we'd cancel the Becerro and guest worker programs, which we had so that Mexicans could legally come into America and work in the fields and have a means of making money to support their families. And then in 1986, we had the Immigration Reform Act, and of course, we were told that this was going to solve immigration. We'd simply give the 1 million illegal aliens who were here, make them legal and make them citizens. And, of course, they lied at that time. There were really 3 million of them, but it really doesn't matter. People have such short memories. So we gave all the people who were here at that time amnesty. Of course, they promised to secure the borders at that time. This would never happen again. It was a one-time amnesty. You can believe us, we're in the government. We wouldn't lie to you in 1986, would we? And, of course, they said this would solve the illegal immigrant problem. And there would be no more problems. But after that, the illegal aliens began to flood into America because they wanted to come to America. They didn't like Mexico. They were impoverished. They had no means of getting ahead. And we were ensuring that was going to happen. Well, then in 1988, Senator S.I. Hayakawa, who was a Japanese-American, a good American, wanted to make English the official language of our country because he understood. He understood that to have a nation, you have to have a common language. George Bush understands that, too. That's why he encourages a bilingual America. Oh, he says, they should learn our language. But, of course, he's saying what you want to hear. Like putting the troops on the border, it's all symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. They're doing what to give you the idea they're trying to do something. Why did they wait until this legislation was before the Senate? Simply to placate the stupid American people so they won't understand that this is the end of America. 196 million immigrants in the next 20 years. According to the Washington Times, I'll send you a copy of the article if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Go up on the internet, and the article was published on 16th of May, just 2 days ago. But you're not going to hear about that because they don't want you to understand that this is the most significant legislation of your lifetime. Well, anyway, Senator Hayakawa's efforts to have English, the official language of America, was defeated. Why? Because they don't want a nation. They want to merge us with Mexico and with Central and South America. That's what the Free Trade Zone of the Americas is about. The CAFTA, this is what NAFTA is about. This is about World Trade Center, World Trade Organization is about. It's doing an end run around our Constitution by the traitors within the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the Club of Rome and, of course, the occult forces which energize all of these movements. If you haven't seen the logo of the Council on Foreign Relations, it's a man riding a pale horse. Well, anyway, the 1992 comes along NAFTA. Now, they sold NAFTA to the American people. Why? We already have a positive trade balance with Mexico. We're selling them more than they're selling us, but we're going to increase our trade with Mexico. Isn't it wonderful? There are going to be all the more jobs for America, all the more manufacturing jobs. We've got 70 million impoverished Mexicans down there, and they're just clamoring to buy our products. And the amazing thing is, the American people believe it. Nobody ever bothered to read the legislation. You know, it was 20,000 pages long. Understanding what this was really about. It was really about impoverishing the Mexican people who are already poor even further. And what we did. Oh, yes, there were some factories who went in along the northern border, and there were some increased transfer of American jobs into that area. So we actually lost jobs. We didn't gain any jobs as we had been promised. And the people along the border with America in those areas where they had factories did well. But the majority of the people don't live along the border. They live in, and of course, many of them were farmers. They grew corn. And suddenly we flooded Mexico with subsidized American corn. Our farmers can't make it on the price of corn, so we subsidized it, and then we shipped it down to Mexico, undercut the Mexican farmer, and what did he do? He had no means of making a living. How was he going to support his family? How was he going to, you know, if he owed any money, how was he going to come up with it? He could look across the border to the land of milk and honey, and here it was. And then, of course, we made sure that there was no effective border control. We actually encouraged illegal immigration intentionally and purposely because, you see, this is long-term planning. Long-term planning to destroy America, and while our boys are overseas fighting for freedom in Iraq, we're losing our freedom here at home. In 1996, why they passed a new piece of legislation, the Immigration Reform Act, and of course it had several provisions in it. There are actually two parts of it. It was supposedly to control illegal immigration. It was to monitor people who were getting visas. It was to control our borders. It was to create a guest worker program. They didn't want a guest worker program. They wanted illegal immigration. They didn't want to control our borders. They had to tell that to the suckers, to the American people, to make them think that they were really trying to do something. They were supposed to monitor people coming in on visas so they couldn't overstay their visas. Do you know that the majority of the 911 hijackers that we let in, and incidentally were being constantly monitored by our own government, we knew who all of them were. How do we know that? Why? Because within 24 hours of the 911 attack, they had their names, they had their pictures, they knew everything about them. How could they have known about who all these people were? How could they have had pictures of Muhammad Atta taking money out of an ATM machine 9 months before the 911 attack? I mean, what happened to the records of the Able Danger military group that was monitoring Muhammad Atta, and they just suddenly all disappeared? Shucks. What could have happened to those? Well, those records couldn't have been there because they're not there now, and yet 5 military officers destroyed their military careers by coming forward and telling the truth that they were monitoring Muhammad Atta beforehand. They were monitoring all of them, but we can't let the American people know that. They might ask why Building 7 came down. wasn't hit by the planes. I mean, no steel building in all history has ever exploded from the bottom with a massive cloud of smoke. Well, if you've ever seen pictures of Building 7 coming down, which they never show, incidentally, look just like those hotels in Las Vegas when they take them down. A massive explosion at the base of the building, and it crumbles in its own shadow. Well, but let's get back to the immigration issue. Certainly, the 1996 Immigration Act, we were told, was going to solve the problem. We were really going to do something. Remember, that's just 10 years ago. But the truth of the matter is, of course, it was never intended to solve the problem. They did not enact the guest workers program. We'll be right back here on the American Freedom Network.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, we were talking about, of course, the immigration issue and the fact that certainly the 1996 Immigration Control Act was simply window dressing. Oh, we're going to control the borders. We're going to stop illegal immigration. We're going to create a guest workers program. They didn't create a guest workers program. They didn't want a solution. They wanted the problem. They wanted to flood Americans, our country, with illegal immigration. And the president can say, oh, shucks, you can't round up 10 or 12 million people and deport them. Well, we couldn't do that, you know. We got to make them all, well, we don't want amnesty. We just want a guest worker program. Ladies and gentlemen, he wants amnesty. That's what it's all about. And you see, if they had enforced the laws that they passed back in 1986, which made it illegal to hire. hire illegal aliens. There wouldn't be a problem. If you enforce those laws tomorrow, the jobs would dry up and the people would go home. But you see, they don't want to do that. They want to transform America. So what they've done, first of all, they made it easy to cross the border. About 3 to 4 million people come into this country illegally across our borders every year. Some people, of course, do come in on visas and overstay their visas, but most of them are simply crossing our borders illegally. So, of course, you could stop this by building a wall. They don't want to build a wall. Oh, we don't want a wall like they had in Berlin. You don't want to live behind barbed wire. You don't want to have... You have to build a wall. Why, they could build a tunnel underneath it. It's too expensive to build a wall. I mean, think of all the money it would cost. We just don't have enough money, and we got a deficit of $331 billion this year, and that's just the deficit they tell you about. They passed another emergency appropriation for another, $95 billion, $10 billion worth of pork, including $500 million for a bridge to nowhere, a bridge that was supposed to go to an island that had 60 people living on it, $500 million for an island that had 60 people living on it. They could have bought a Meet to Learjet for that, you know, and had money left over. Well, actually, there was such a furor over that. Senator Tom Coburn had raised such an issue over that that they didn't authorize the bridge. They simply gave the money to Alaska so that they could build the bridge. And of course, some of these senators wouldn't be accused of pork. It's all pork, ladies and gentlemen. These men are violating their oath of office, and of course, they're being rewarded by the administration. So. And then, of course, we do not enforce our immigration laws. We don't have adequate people on the border. We have INS agents, and they're put in, specifically in the wrong areas where nobody's crossing the border. They block efforts of the Minutemen. In fact, they're even letting the Mexican authorities know where the Minutemen are stationed so that the people can go around them. We don't use the modern technology that's readily available, the satellite technology. You know, we have satellites that can scan our Earth. They can actually take a picture of a man actually smoking a cigarette at night in America, and they can read what's on the cigarette from the light of the cigarette. They have amazing technology. They can read a newspaper from outer space. But oh, shucks, we can't use that to see the people going across the desert. They certainly have put off using unmanned aerial vehicles. The only reason they did it was because Glenn Spencer was putting them up for $40,000 for one of these unmanned aerial vehicles with video cameras taking pictures. Of course, the INS now has them. They cost $14-15 million. And of course, they can't fly them because they're just so expensive. Only recently have they got electronic night sensors. Glenn Spencer showed long ago that you could have electronic sensors on the border. They're suddenly beginning to talk about this years later. Why they've created the crisis? Because they didn't want to solve it. And of course, you know, what the president thinks of the Minutemen, he calls them vigilantes. What is their crime? Why they simply want to do what George Bush and the leaders of the Democrat and Republican Party don't want to do. They want to stop illegal immigration because they suspect, of course, that it will destroy America. And that's what it's designed to do, because our leaders are dedicated to globalization and the destruction of America and the destruction of our national sovereignty. So what are the programs now? Let's imagine that the INS is able to pick up one of every four people. This is what they claim. It's probably closer to what every... 7 or 8 people who sneak across the border. So what happens when you catch one of the people? Why, they have a catch and release program. Sounds like you were catching trout or salmon or something like that. Well, if they are Mexicans, why, you catch them and then you take them across the border so they can come in again, and there's no penalty for repeatedly violating our laws. If you are from another nation, another foreign nation, then you are entitled to a deportation hearing. And, of course, you are arrested, you are fingerprinted, you are given a a slip to come back in a month for your deportation hearing. And you know what? Can you imagine it? Most of these people who have violated our laws and stuck in our country don't show up for the deportation hearing. That was what happened to Salvo. You remember the sniper who had killed all the people on the East Coast? He had been picked up for being here illegally, and of course they gave him a slip to show up for his deportation hearing, and he didn't do it. I wonder why he didn't show up. He was a lawbreaker. He was a criminal. He'd come into our country illegally, and they told him to come back on his own record, you know, and he didn't do it. And hardly anybody comes back for the deportation hearing. What rights do they have to the deportation hearing? They should have a catch and repatriate, not catch and release program. But you see, they don't want to solve the problem. They want to destroy America. Well, then, of course, when the illegal alien gets into the United States, he now lives in the land of milk and honey, and we do live in a wonderful country, a very prosperous country, and we live a wonderful life here. But that wonderful life is soon going to be destroyed as they destroy your value of your life savings and your pension and everything you've worked hard for. That's, of course, what the plan is. And that, of course, you're beginning to see the early effects of that today. You know, as our economy begins to contract and as the stock market begins to go down, I don't know whether this is temporary, but sooner or later the stock market is going to have to get back to some reflection of what the value of those stocks and our companies really reflect. So anyway, of course, once you can get into America, why, you're in the land of milk and honey. Now, if you are an illegal alien, and of course if you get your wife with you, why, you can have an anchor baby who immediately becomes eligible for welfare. And simply, 95% of the children born at Los Angeles County Hospital are born to women who are here illegally. And then, of course, once you have a child who is an anchor baby, they can't deport you. I mean, they can't deport that poor child. We can't deport them. It's deprive that child, that innocent little baby, of their mother and father. So now you can stay here. And, of course, the more children you have, the more welfare benefits you get, immediately eligible for welfare for your child. And then, of course, we have the... We'll be back in just a moment.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. position. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and we were simply talking about the anchor babies. It's estimated that between 287,000 and 363,000 children are born to illegal aliens in the United States every single year. Dr. Madeline Cosman estimated it might be as many as 500,000, but they immediately become American citizens entitled to welfare. And then, of course, the illegal alien gets a good-paying job, and good-paying by their standards, perhaps not by ours. Certainly Tyson Foods, meat cutters, so many of the people in the meat industry and the chicken industry, Tyson was paying $19 an hour for meat cutters a few years ago. Now they get them for $9 an hour. In fact, Tyson and Cargill and so many of the others just shut down when we had that communist rallies on the 1st of May. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Communist Party is alive and well in the United States and subsidized, as it always has been, by our own government, certainly by the Ford Foundation, the other great foundations. Ford Foundation is financing LULAC and La Raza. What's La Raza? Why, that's the one that says everything for the race. For those of the race, everything. For those who are not of the race, nothing. And, of course, they get funding by the Ford Foundation that has financed subversion going back most of the last century. Why? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand who Henry Ford really was and why Adolf Hitler gave him the highest medal that any non-German citizen could get, and why Henry Ford, of course, justified supporting the Nazis because they were anti-communist. And yet he built the Ford motor plant in Gorky, in communist Russia, that still operates today. What's wrong with this picture? Well, if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you begin to understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on today. So the illegals come in, they get good-paying jobs, they can live a dozen in a house, split up the cost there, so they can live much more cheaply than the average American can. And the government steadfastly refuses to enforce the law against hiring illegal aliens. The president talked about it the other night. There is a law against hiring illegal aliens, he said. But he's refused to enforce the law because he wants to destroy America. This is what it's all about. The destruction of the sovereignty of America, merging us with Mexico and the other countries of North America, and then, of course, merging us into the one world government. Long-range planning, they understand what's going on, but they can't let the American people know the truth. So once you get into America, it's just like, well, you get free health care, you get free education for your children, and of course if you have, you want to go to college, you can get subsidized education at our state institutions. You get help with buying your home, you'll get help with sending the money back to Mexico. I know because a friend of mine works for a bank and went to a meeting put on by the federal government to tell bank employees how to help illegal aliens to send money out of the country to make it easier for them. Well, you know, they're good people. Let's first of all understand the Mexicans are simply pawns in this game of destruction of America. And, of course, if they are successful in their goals as they're being manipulated by the Marxists and the communists, financed not only by the Ford Foundation, but your own tax money. Congress is giving money to La Raza and LULAC and all of these organizations. They are funded. How do you think that they were able to put together those mass demonstrations? 500,000 people in Los Angeles and New York City. It takes a lot of money to organize demonstrations like that, to control them. And, of course, they have unlimited funds. A lot of it's either your tax money or your tax-exempt money because there are people who have a different worldview. They are the Olympians, the elite, who feel that they know what's best for us common folks and the destruction of America. They no longer need America. Everything is in place for the world government, NATO is the world army. NATO, incidentally, has moved into Afghanistan. What is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization doing sending its troops to Afghanistan? Because they're the world army of the world government. That's what it's all about. A new world order. A new world religion. Well, when you come into this country, you get a good paying job, you get free health care, you get free education for your children, you get help sending your money home, help buying a car, and of course, there, pardon me, help buying a home, and then of course you, well, you get your Social Security payments. Now, you may be here illegally, but, you know, George Bush has signed agreements with Vicente Fox that, of course, they will pay Social Security benefits to people who've been here illegally. If they can prove that they've been here illegally violating our laws, then they can get Social Security benefits. And, of course, it's wonderful because you become vested in your Social Security here in the United States after 10 years. You have to work in Mexico for 25 years to become vested, but here in America, we're so rich. We have so much. We can afford to give you your vesting after simply 10 years of work. And so then the people get payment once they reach the age of 65 for the rest of their lives living in Mexico, living like a king. And, of course, local police and hospitals and social welfare and schools aren't allowed to tell the INS about the illegal aliens, the people who have violated our laws living in this country. And, of course, they're lying to the American people. There are 20 million, probably well over 20 million, illegal aliens in our country today. And, of course, they will tell you that, well, we need the illegal aliens. They're important to the economy. They work and they pay taxes. Well, they do pay some taxes, but they receive far more. It costs us far more than we take in. And then they say, well, we can't round up all those people and deport them. You don't need to. You need simply to get a fence up on the border. You need to enforce our laws and make it illegal to hire illegal aliens. And the jobs would dry up. They would go home. But you see, that's not what they want. Well, the farmers need guest workers, and they do. So why don't we reinstitute the Becerra program or the guest worker program that was supposed to be brought about with the Immigration Reform Act of 1996? Because they don't want a solution. The new Immigration Act is going to allow 325,000 people to come in every year as guest workers who can become citizens of the United States. 196 million new people here within the next 20 years.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-8-
Today, from world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
And I hope you enjoyed our monologue. This is going to be my next newsletter as we begin to put all of this information out. We do have a great four-tape set on immigration. We have Carry the Book, Importing Revolution. It goes into the background of how the Ford Foundation and the other foundations have financed this whole immigration movement, illegal immigration movement. And, of course, this all ties into communism. But you have to understand, communism has always been a controlled opposition, controlled and financed by the Olympians, controlled and financed by the people who work within the shadows, intent upon bringing about a world government. And many of the communists, the poor, foolish, deceived communists who utopia don't understand. They're working for the very people they oppose. You need to get my book, 4 tape sets on the secret government, on secret societies. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it to understand what's going on. Now, if you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters, my April newsletter will be going out very soon. I apologize, we just got way behind, but it will take you into the background of the Trilateral Commission. Who really controls George Bush? The embedded messages and occult messages in his inaugural addresses. And you can get the inaugural addresses and read them and ask yourself, who is the angel in the whirlwind who directs this storm? That, he mentioned that twice in the first inaugural address. And the second inaugural address, he concluded, second, third to the last paragraph, when our forefathers declared the new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Ancient hope? What's he talking about? He's talking about the Novus Ordo Seclorum. Google in, on your computer, the words new order of the ages. What does it come up with? Novus Ordo Seclorum, the slogan on the back of the dollar bill beneath the unfinished pyramid, the occult symbol of the ancient mystery religions, and the ancient hope is being fulfilled today. And, of course, we move into World War III. Out of the chaos will come the one world order, the new world religion, the destruction of America as we know it. Understand what's going on. If you'd like to get a free copy of my April newsletter, you'll have to request it. Call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the great video we talked about yesterday morning with Chris Pinto, entitled The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. That's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And understand the influence of the secret societies, the emblem, their emblem, on the back of the dollar bill. You want to get my talk on the World Revolution. You want to get the book written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, Fire in the Minds of Men, where he talks about how the World Revolution came about, not because of the ideas of the Enlightenment and Voltaire and Rousseau, but because of the secret societies. Of course, he plays down mention of what's going on in America, but he tells you about the revolutionary movement that swept Europe during the 18th and 19th, yes, and into the 20th century, and led to the Communist Revolution, culminated in the Communist Revolution. Here's the Librarian of Congress, an eminent historian, telling you at least half the story. Of course, as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, he's not going to tell you about the occult influence and the secret societies here in America. The only reference is to Benjamin Franklin's membership in a Masonic lodge. But, of course, this influence permeates every aspect of our society today. Pray for America. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my